Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Investigators say they were not able to determine how September's fatal fire started in downtown Juneau. Fire Marshal Dan Jaeger says they were able to locate the origin of the fire on the second-story back deck of the house at 526 Seward Street, but Jaeger says it's unknown whether the fire started because of electrical malfunction, cigarettes, or other discarded smoking materials, or if someone intentionally started the fire. He says they cannot be completely certain of the cause.
We have to be thorough, and we were on this, but for us to just go off of a gut feeling and with no proof of actual cause, we can't just say what the cause was without that.
Jaeger says they conducted their own investigation with the help from the Juneau Police Department and a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives investigator. In addition, the remains of a porch light, a switch for the light, and an exterior electrical outlet were examined in a Maryland ATF lab last week.
They couldn't with 100% certainty say that it was not an electrical fire. So the reason for that is because there was missing components, which is typical for electrical items.
Two brothers from Mexico died in the September 17th fire. 34-year-old Wilfrido Luis Roman Olivera Mora and 21-year-old Adrian De Jesus Olivera Mora. Seven other people, including four firefighters, were injured. Jaeger says the case will be closed but could be reopened if more evidence surfaces. Now the news, a federal judge in Anchorage has sentenced a 56-year-old Washington State man to 10 years in prison for defrauding Alaskans out of $2.7 million. Floyd Mann Jr. of Puyallup was convicted in July of 11 wire fraud counts and 8 money laundering counts. Judge Timothy Burgess called Mann a dogged, determined charlatan who caused permanent financial and emotional damage to dozens of people. Mann told victims in Dillingham and elsewhere that he had won a multi-million dollar settlement from a class action lawsuit with a pharmaceutical company. He promised victims large returns if they paid his medical bills and expenses related to his lawsuit. And Alaska's Department of Revenue released its fall revenue sources book yesterday. Department of Revenue Commissioner Sheldon Fisher sent the book to Governor Bill Walker's office. Along with it, he sent a letter. Fisher writes that while the state is forecasted to make more money this year than it did last year, it is still spending more than it makes. The state continues to rely heavily on energy to fund government operations. That means oil prices are an important number in calculating the state's future budgets. Next year, the department forecasts an average price of $56 per barrel. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for cloudy skies and heavy rain for today, tonight, and tomorrow, with high temperature today about 50 degrees and as much as 2.5 to 3.5 inches of rain expected for most locations around southeast Alaska over the next 36 hours.